tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this
is the theme song ever get old?
No, never.
I was actually trying to sing it, but
I mean, go for it. I feel like
my throat's not in the best.
Alright, well, maybe another week we'll go for it. Well, welcome AfterBuzzers to another Pretty Little Liars after show. We're of course streaming live on YouTube tonight, and you can always find us on YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. And you can also find us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Tweet us all your theories using the hashtag ABTVPLL. And there's a lot of theories, I feel like, from tonight's episode. It's crazy. We're, of course, episode 19 of season 5, Out Damn Spot. And I'm Stephanie Wanger, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
Hi, guys. I'm Kristen Strange. You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange.
Hey, guys. I'm Heather Joy Smith, and you can find me on Twitter at Heather Joy Smith.
And I'm Hannah Pritchard, and you can tweet at me at the Hotshot Dude.
I like that yours is like a creative.
Yes.
Did anybody see Cody's reaction last week when I said it at the beginning? He was like,
"Wow, interesting."
Correct me up.
Yes, amazing. And that is a perfect segue into, of course, our guest last week, Cody Christian, and he had a huge storyline tonight. Mike, his character, it's going dark for him.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say that after he came here, he did like a whole bunch of press with like different magazine outlets, and he did one with Us Weekly, and it was like, they said, "What's the craziest fan theory that you've heard?" And he said mine.
Stop it.
Get out.
And then he goes, "Fans are crazy." And I was like, "Thanks, Cody."
That's amazing. I mean, like,
he was like, "Yeah, I heard that there's like generational stuff. And, you know, it was our dad and then it was Arya and then they passed it." I was like, "I told you that."
That's so funny, dude.
You know, he like walked into that interview the next day and was like, "I know the one I'm going to say."
You got it.
Did you feel like a minor celebrity after you saw that?
A little bit. I was like, "Oh my God, so many people know my theory now."
I feel like the generational thing has been something we've all talked about. I know it's been tweeted at me before, but you deserve credit.
But, like, I put it in his ear.
Literally. I know. I agree with you entirely. But let's talk about this storyline with Mike tonight. So we see Arya starting to figure out that, like, he's doing something because he, like, kind of goes into the blood drive and is doing something sneakily. And I don't think we totally saw what he was doing with the blood at that time. We just saw him go into the blood drive.
Being sketchy.
And what did you think? Did you think that he was going to actually take the blood? Is that where that was going? Or
yeah, of course. Yeah.
I didn't think so.
What?
I didn't see him get it. I didn't see him grab it. I was like, oh, he didn't get it.
When they did it and they made that joke about the cookies, I was like, she's going to think that he was grabbing those cookies because of the candy and everything. I was like, we're going to go back to that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was after there. I wasn't sure it was actually vials of blood. And then I saw Twitter explode about that. So I knew that that's where it was going.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The candy seemed to be his term of currency, so maybe he needed more sweet sugar. Well,
sugar. Fair enough. I like all theories are accepted here. Yeah. So I don't know. I just felt like it was a strange thing to have him go after blood. It felt like a really dark turn for the character. Because we've seen him go darker in past weeks, but this felt like another level.
Well, it just showed that he knows, you know what I mean? He knows whoever is doing these things to the girls, or who is A or whatnot, and he's willingly helping them. Like, as we saw at the end with them dropping the blood on the clothes, he's helping his sister be framed, which blew my mind.
Well, maybe he's not framing her. We didn't see whose blood it came out of.
But they have 3 vials of blood in each of the girls, so
aside from Emily's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So he...
Convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Love this panel, guys. I don't know. I just felt like there was something that, like, imagine doing that to your own sibling family. Like, that takes it to a level that, because obviously we saw it was Hannah's blood tonight being on the clothes, but you know there's another reason why Arya's blood is not going to sit there unused.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Do you guys think that, what do you think they're going to do with Arya's blood, or do you have any?
I feel like there was so much, like, clothing and different things that they had in those plastic bags that they're just going to scatter everyone's little blood samples on everything and just...
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
They're going to become suspect number one of all the suspects in Rosewood. I feel like they are now, like, prime territory to be taken to jail with Allie.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. It looked like A or whoever, you know, always in the black hoodie, is collecting multiple pieces of evidence because they showed the tape, you know, with her and Caleb playing in the background while they were putting the blood on the clothing. So clearly...
He's planning something big.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And taking them all down.
I mean, I don't know. I just, like, obviously something big is going to happen, but... My big curiosity and the question we didn't have answered tonight is why Mike is doing this. Is he that attached to Mona and Allie that, like, he's putting them before his sister? Like, I just can't imagine how he got pushed so far into the middle of this.
And it's like, Arya will do anything to protect her brother, and it's like he's possibly going against them. I can't imagine doing that to my, I don't know.
I wonder if somebody's, like, blackmailing him, like, on that side. Because, yeah, why would you go so far away from your family and do something so horrific that could possibly send your sister to jail for the rest of her life? I mean, that's just crazy to me to even fathom.
Especially when he doesn't have motive to hurt Arya. Yeah. It's not like she's been a terrible sister or, like, done anything awful.
But maybe he doesn't realize, maybe he's being manipulated by someone and doesn't realize what he's doing is actually hurting them. Maybe he thinks he's helping in some capacity.
Mm-hmm. The only other thought that I had was that Arya in some capacities, because she's with Ezra, has torn their family apart, or you could argue that. Uh-huh. And so maybe it's some sort of revenge for that. But I feel like that's a large revenge. Yeah. Like, the punishment doesn't fit the crime necessarily. Exactly. So let's talk about also the scene in the bar with him and handing over the blood. And then we see
Cyrus
confront the girls about following him. And I thought that that was interesting because it felt like there was some bigger story there, that why was he so angry at them for following the girls or following him? It felt strange to me. I don't know.
Well, and clearly this guy didn't care that the girls knew who he was, which most people who are involved with A do care. They always, you know, have a hood on or a red coat or a wig or a mask, and this guy confronted them. So it makes me wonder what alliance he has, and if it is with somebody working against them, or, I don't know. That was just weird enough that he was so quick to allow them to see who he was.
I agree with that.
He, like, went to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost like I, for a second, thought that he was going to plow them down on his motorcycle. Like, it looked like he was going to injure them. And
I know. They weren't running very fast, though.
No.
They
were like,
looking cute. It's cute running. Yeah. It's fine. Cute running's the way to go. Don't worry.
Fast walk.
I mean, it was a, they look like, oh, there's a motorcycle coming. So there was a moment where I was like, is he going to, like, really hit them, or is he going to confront them? And obviously we saw that he confronted them. Do you think that this is the end of Cyrus, or are we going to see more?
No, it can't be the end. No. I need more answers.
Yeah, and is he Hank Mahoney, or is, like, somebody else Hank Mahoney? Is he working for Hank Mahoney?
So, we get this call from the women's correctional facility, right?
Okay, why is she not at juvie? That's my biggest question. Why is she not at juvie?
That's a
She's
great
a minor.
Question.
Why is she at the women's correctional facility?
I'm assuming that there's multiple divisions to it. I mean, that's, like, in my Pretty Little Liars head, the way I worked it out. But I agree, in real life.
Because I'm, like, scared for her now if she's in women's jail.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. She's, like, going to be someone's wife.
She's probably making connections.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, gosh. She is.
So true.
Yeah. I don't know. It was, like, a strange... That's strange, but... So was it a guy's voice? Could we tell?
No, it was Allie's voice.
Yeah, Allie's voice. I could tell it was a girl.
It was Allie's voice. Okay.
I think it was Allie's.
Yeah.
And so why is she... Obviously, it's not Hank Mahoney if it's a girl's voice.
Yeah.
So why is she trying to pretend to be that, then.
She was quickly sending a clue, I thought, to Mike. Mm-hmm. Like, contact Hank Mahoney, or Hank Mahoney meant was code for something. So instead of actually having to have a conversation that would be, like, documented, I guess, because can you record those conversations? Mm-hmm. She, like, quickly just said the name.
Hank Mahoney. And yeah. Is Hank Mahoney, like, Cyrus's?
I don't think that it's Cyrus.
No.
I think Allie, we know Allie has a connection with Cyrus because he was going to take the fall when she was going to say that she was kidnapped, whatever. But we don't know, like, what I want to know, like, Mike. Like, so obviously Mike is connected to Allie because he's connected to Cyrus. So I've made that connection. But yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. It's one of those things where I worry that Mike is getting into something way too deep. Like, he...
I know, he's just a kid.
Yeah. I always feel like there's, like, layers to, like, whoever's coming after them. So there's always, like, the Mike character who's, like, kind of, like, the lower, like, you know, guy that they force to go do everything. Then there's someone above them, and then above them.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, there's, like, all these layers. That's a great point. I feel like even Cyrus, I feel like that's... There's still multiple levels, like, above him, telling him to go do things.
And we saw that Mike has access to a bank account of
I was just about to bring that up. Yeah.
Sorry, what on earth?
No, I think that that's... So where is that money coming from? That is my biggest note, I
feel. Well, A has big funding, clearly.
Well, and what's he getting the money out for? Did I miss that? Did they ever clarify what he's getting the money out for?
Gave it to Cyrus, didn't he?
Did he?
The blood was in those things.
Oh, right. That was in the
Or that's what they thought.
Yeah.
Because we saw him pull it out of his little protein shake.
Yeah, that was
But yeah, I don't know what the money was for. Unless that was in there, like, oh, here's blood and money.
That's a strange... Yeah, I wasn't sure why it was... It was $400? Am I correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed really bizarre unless, like, $100 goes... I guess it's 3 vials of blood, though, so it wouldn't be $100 with each. I have no idea. Like, if there's a certain amount of money that goes with each vial, how that is all playing out, and how where he took the vials to get them to... I have a lot of questions about kind of the path of these vials tonight, because it all seemed to move very quickly from one hand to the next. Mm-hmm.
But clearly he has enough money to pay for Hannah to go to college if she would like to.
Yeah. Good point.
That was lovely. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. That's a great transition, though, to Hannah and her college storyline, which I think is a super relatable one of, like, financial aid and figuring out your future. And sometimes money does come into play at that point. And her mom obviously does not want her to contact her dad at all, and Hannah goes behind her back and reaches out to her dad. I actually thought that was a really tragic scene.
I can't even imagine that. Just so sad.
I did, but I would like to say that she only has to put her mother on her financial aid application because her parents are divorced.
It's
so
true.
That she should run that anyways, and then she would have gone on financial aid. But if her dad's the reason she's not getting it, like, why is he going to be such an ass and not pay for it? This is your daughter. I don't care if you made a commitment to your wife's daughter. She has a father, too, somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I feel like he drew his line in the sand a while ago. Like, that dinner forever ago that they had where Hannah got introduced to her sister and future mother-in-law or whatnot. And he clearly showed where his alliance was and who he was more concerned about supporting, because she felt like an alien in that family then. But it didn't shock me that he acted that way. Like, still was very sad, but I was like, what did you... Are you shocked by that, Hannah? Like, he made you feel that way prior, you know? And at first, when she was talking to her mom about it, I was like, I feel like her mom should be more supportive, you know, about her going to talk to her dad because it's the best thing for Hannah. But then when her dad acted that way, I was like, okay, that makes it makes sense. Her mom was probably looking out for her.
I was going to say protecting her in some way. Like, even though it felt like a selfish move to not go to your dad, like, I don't want to have a relationship with him, thus, like, you shouldn't go. In actuality, it was definitely to protect her.
I was... It seems like he cares. He seems like he cares about her. It's not like he's not... I don't know. I just don't understand his reasoning.
Or, like, fake cares about her.
Maybe. Yeah. It's just
I don't really feel like he really cares about her.
I don't know. I felt like he wanted to, but that was heartbreaking for me to watch for her. But at least, hopefully, Pastor Ted comes back and can be like her dad, and maybe the church will give her a scholarship. And
she's going to win that pageant.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, pageant. What do we think about Hannah? Like, I would not, with everything that Hannah's been through, put her as, like, the pageant girl out of the four of them. So,
oh, I'm just waiting
like she's going for it, though.
For the pageant to start, and then, like, some big A thing to just crash it down.
Oh, yeah. Yep, because yeah. I did not trust that little church lady. Paula, or whatever her name is.
She was so...
No.
Oh. She was, like, a nasty lady at church. Right? Like, she's, like, the reason people don't go to church.
Yeah. And her being the one to hand out that flyer, immediately I was like, A. A's involved. A's involved somehow.
I also worry this... I was going to get into this in predictions, but that Caleb is going to... Because that is so not Caleb's world to be in, like...
The pageant.
In the pageant. And, like, that's going to be causing, like, a major... I feel like a major split, but
he's
going to
be doing some, like, secret ops behind the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. I would love to see. Like, can we do, like, an episode of, like, Spy at the pageant? Like, that feels like it would be a great episode. I would love that. But... I don't know. I just felt like that was something that Hannah... It feels like a really strange move to me, and it's not going to end well, I feel like, for her.
It's going to end up being a Miss Congeniality, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes. Can we get a special? Miss Congeniality, Pretty Little Liars.
I did love with Hannah's mom, though. She came clean about sleeping with Jason to Pastor Ted.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Finally. Like, everybody is finally getting it. If you say it up front... then it's not as bad.
But do we really... I mean, I kind of feel like her reaction to whatever he said, I feel like wasn't very positive, and maybe he's rethinking this whole, like...
Well, engagement. I mean, as he should, because his future fiancé just slept with someone that could be her son. But, I mean, I think he'll come around.
Yeah, I hope so. I like him.
Very pastor-y of him.
I know, yeah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Yeah. God forgives. You should, too.
Lesson of the night. It was one... I don't know what to think about that, because I want them to get back together, but it definitely left a question mark. Like, because we just see her... have that phone call at the end of the episode, and it's not like she's all forgiven. It's there's definitely still something there as to what will be. Will they reunite? Will, you know, she move on? I still don't think Jason's out of the picture.
No. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think he is either, but seeing her tonight, I want her to be with Ted again. Before, I was kind of like, maybe I wanted to see her with Jason, because, like, that would be scandalous and lovely. But I want to see her with Ted. Like, I think she'd be happy with Ted. I don't think she needs any more drama in her life. She needs, like, someone stable who can be there and support her and, like, be good to her. And
I think Ted's a partner for her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where Jason's, like...
Sex.
Yes.
Yeah, something more fun and interesting. So it'll be... I could see her going on both paths, but they're two distinct... paths.
Yeah.
I just want it for Hannah really bad. For her to, like, her mom to be settled down with Ted. That whole Jason thing. Hannah's already gone through too much. I mean, that would just be insane.
My favorite tweet, I think, that I received this week was a question of, could Hannah's mother ever be with Ezra? And I was just like, crazy, like, outside. I like the outside the box, like, theories. I think they're so weird and fun, but I don't know. I thought it was really sweet that Hannah went to Ezra with kind of her problems with her father, and he was so supportive of her.
And he was like, I know he didn't think that you could do it, but I was your teacher, and I always knew you could. And I was like, oh, sweet.
You know, though, it drove me crazy, this whole episode, because every scene, though, that Ezra had, which I guess is sweet and endearing, but was with all of Arya's friends, but never with Arya. And, like, he was a great system for them.
They're on a break.
I know, but it drove me crazy. Like, it was sweet, and at least we got to see Ezra then a lot, because it was through the other girls, but it just bummed me out.
I think it's interesting that Arya hasn't said anything, like, oh, me and Ezra are broken up, or... They're broken up, right? It's definitely a breakup.
Well, she... Like, on a break. Okay. Yeah, she, like, alluded to it with... Who was she talking to outside the diner that she didn't know what was going on between them?
Emily?
Was it Emily?
I think it was Emily.
Okay, yeah. So she, like, alluded to it.
I also thought it was interesting that she wasn't sharing that she got into college with him.
Yeah.
And
he
looked really surprised by that.
That's true. Too, like, surprised?
A great question. I don't know. He looked really surprised, but is that too surprised?
Did he miss a college?
Yeah. did I forget?
and I think also it's probably that realization that she could really move away. Yeah. Like, if he's in love with her as he claims to be.
I think he did the right thing, though, letting her go.
Oh, I do, too.
To be fair, it's not his choice to make whether or not she moves on with her life or does whatever, but I don't know. I think that she wasn't going to see it. She wasn't going to see, oh, I need to experience college by myself out of this relationship. But
and what do we think about Andrew and Arya?
Ooh, oh, we might have to get with someone.
We love him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's so cute.
Okay, so this was my... I'll get into the actual relationship portion in a second, but when he first appeared on screen, I don't think... Have we met Andrew before?
Yes, we've met him before, but he just, like, pops up. Like, he's popped up, like, 4 times for, like, 2 episodes, and then he's gone. Remember, he was, like... He was giving Spencer pills.
That's right. Okay.
And weren't they on that... Was it a debate team?
Yeah, something like that.
And they were, like, competitive academically.
He's, like, a smarty pants.
But he... appears 10 years older than Arya.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, that is, like, you're so attractive, but what a, like, interesting casting choice to be.
A high schooler?
They look so different in age. It's crazy. But I do kind of want to see them together. I feel like it would be interesting to have her be with, like, the smart guy who allegedly has it all together and seemed to be protecting her,
too. Yeah.
Like, he stuck around when... the girls went into that, I guess, bar.
Yeah. Except I'm concerned that he just wants to get some, because we've seen him try to give it a lot of people. So.
I hope that's not the case.
I feel like he was genuinely concerned about them. I mean, he went and got his baseball bat.
That's true. That was sweet.
Yeah. I don't trust anyone. And what is a smart kid who's only concerned about school doing with a baseball bat in his car?
He's a baseball.
He was a baseball player.
I forget. I didn't say that.
He's a man of many talents.
But I do want to laugh about how when he was, like, introduced and she was cheating on him, I thought it was so funny when he was like, I saw you cheating on me, when I was like, dude, he was in front of her in class. How did he see behind him and see that she was cheating? I was like, they should have put them next to each other.
Yeah. I feel like you might, like, look around, like, during an exam, be thinking. I don't know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I thought that was so funny. I was like, no, he doesn't have eyes.
I kind of felt like he was doing it. Like, Arya, you can cheat off of me.
He was holding it like this.
Yeah.
Did you miss that? Like,
yeah. Maybe that's the excuse, though, for being able to talk to her. Like, maybe. Open the door to... Because if you allow her to cheat, and then you're like, but you don't want to be caught. And in some ways, that was almost a threat.
That's like blackmail, yeah.
It was like, I can turn you in for this, or we can spend time together.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, though, it was kind of blackmail for her own good, because she needs help.
Totally. She needs help.
Okay, so maybe blackmail is not the right term.
No, that's the right term. It's just, like, blackmail to benefit you. Yeah. Like, if someone was like, Kristen, you're super out of shape and you're going to die. And then they were like, if you don't come to the gym with me, then I'm going to take all your food away. Then I'm like, oh. Like, I don't know. That's, like, the same thing. That's, like, the only thing I can think of.
It's amazing. Love that comparison. It's the best. But let us know what you're thinking about Andrew and Arya and everything else that happened on tonight's episode. Mike and Cody Christian, all of these things. You can always tweet at us at ABTVPLL or go on YouTube and iTunes, rate, comment. We read it all and love all of your theories, because as we say every week, we come in here immediately after watching the show. And so it's always fun to hear what you guys are thinking. So let's jump into, I think, one of the more interesting storylines of the night. Talia's surprise marriage.
Yikes.
That sucks.
That sucks. I feel so bad for Emily, because she was finally just, like, you know, kind of opening up herself to this new relationship, and to have something like that.
To be fair, it seems like they're kind of separated. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's okay to date someone who's still married but separated. But it seemed like he knew that she was going after girls. So it's not like she's, like, cheating. I mean, she is, kind of, but it's not like she... It seemed like she was saying her husband knew that she was pursuing her other interests, women.
I don't believe her and trust her at all. Okay. But, because I was reading somebody, last week I was like, you know, I kind of dig it, but I wish they wouldn't have kissed because they took it too far. And now, it's actually because I read somebody's comment, and I think it was on the YouTube video, And they had said that they had looked it up online.
She's only in 21 episodes.
Yes. So she, yeah, she has a short term here on the show. So I think she's in the dark side somehow, or you know, Emily's going to push her away and then something's going to happen and, you know, whatnot. But I don't trust whatever she is selling. Oh, and this crazy theory popped into my head with it because I was letting my mind just go crazy about it. But what if she has some sort of relationship history with Allie and is dating Emily only in, like, a revenge sense towards Allie? You know what I mean?
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yikes.
Bold prediction yeah. or theory. Wow. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not sold on it, but it crossed my mind.
I mean, that would be huge.
I mean, wow. That would be crazy, but something that could happen on Pretty Little Liars. Like, because it's not out of the realm.
I feel like Allie has dated, like, everybody they've dated. We always find out that she's been
with... It's like, get someone new.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah, that would be a crazy thought. Right? Yeah.
To be fair, though, when I was in high school, me and all my friends dated, like, all the same people.
We did, too.
Yeah, so it was like, oh, he was your boyfriend 2 months ago. It was mine.
Oh, my goodness.
And did you live in Rosewood?
Sometimes I feel like I might have.
Man, I feel like everyone should be getting out of Rosewood.
I know.
Yeah. There's so
much. Do independent study in France or something.
I know.
Seriously.
Get out. It's crazy to me that this is what we're going at. Do you think, though, Talia and Emily, to go back to that, so is her husband involved in the A situation?
I don't know if I believe that they're, like, even fully is a existing current husband.
But she was talking about that he's her best friend.
Yeah, but I don't buy anything that she says.
So yeah, I was like, shocker, Talia. Everyone says that about their husband.
Yeah, yes. I kind of feel like he's not around anymore either.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season, we talked about that all these characters are kind of on a scale from black to white and that most of them lie in the gray zone. Mm-hmm. So are we putting Talia now towards the negative?
I have her right in the middle in my mind. She's like, she's super gray. That's
she's
just all
super gray.
Yep.
And because I thought, okay, I have two more things about Talia. I'm sorry.
No,
but,
go for it.
I like it. When they were in the woods or by the lake or whatnot, and they were asking questions or whatnot, of course, Talia's question was like, what's your biggest fear? And I was like, that's because you're trying to find that out.
Yeah.
You're gonna use that against her.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What's your second thing? Sorry, I had. Or do you not?
No, I do. I forgot for a second. I was like, what is my second thing? That if she does have an existing husband who is her best friend, it may be somebody that they already know.
What if it was like Garrett or something?
Ooh. Oh. Also, we saw...
But like, then she probably would have said that he was dead. I don't know.
Oh, true statement.
Hmm. Also, I wonder, we saw Spencer briefly message Melissa, I believe it was, about...
Wren's Oxford.
Wren's. Could Wren...
I loved Wren.
She said his name was Eric.
Oh.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. She did say his name was Eric. She said me and Eric.
Okay, well, I liked my Wren theory for a second.
But, like, maybe he was, like, going by a different name. Or, like, you never know who's, like, changing their name.
I do
to Hank Maloney or whatever.
I appreciate that Emily seems to be protecting herself a bit, though. She doesn't, like, outright spill all the secrets day one. Which... because I feel like the girls are always guilty of that. Like, oh, it's totally fine. We met yesterday. Let me tell you all my deepest, darkest things. It's not. So I appreciated that she's trying to protect herself in some capacity. I just feel like Talia's going to keep digging, though.
Yeah.
Be interesting. And let's jump into Spencer and Johnny.
Oh, they're so cute.
I'm glad everyone else. Yeah. I'm still neutral.
Now that Toby is like a hard ass, I totally want Spencer and Johnny. And she seems smitten with him and giddy, and she gets to let loose a little bit and be not so like Spencery, like buttoned up. And it's nice.
I'm completely split on this relationship. In some ways, I think it's great that he's like opening her up to new experiences, and she seems so thrilled. Like when she was painting with him, like it was the happiest we've seen Spencer in years.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is, like, he's encouraging her to break the law. And so...
But you gotta break the law every once in a while.
Do you?
She's already up for murder.
Okay, maybe Spencer doesn't need to.
I don't know. I just felt like there's, like, so many goods and bads to this relationship or mm-hmm. relationship to be, that I just wasn't sure where I lie with it.
I've never been like 100% on Toby. Like,
me neither.
I just have this thing where I just cannot jump fully on board with him. So like going back to your grayscale, I mean, he's going, I feel more now to the negative side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Spencer knows that. And so here she has this refreshing guy, you know, she's going to obviously take a little bit of advantage of it. And
man, yeah.
As she should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love him.
I mean, I think he is opening her up to a new world because she's been so, like, she's with the police officer mm-hmm. and...
And she's a Hastings.
And she, yeah, there's, like, a lot of pressure in her life and he's trying to relieve some of that pressure. So I appreciate him in that sense. I just wish I trusted him more.
I think I'm just, like, starting to ship Johnny. Just Johnny alone. Like, just Johnny.
The whole show about
Let's
Johnny.
Let's just see more Johnny.
Just Johnny. But I thought it was hilarious how when she's yelling about how she already is in trouble with the law and, like, with murder and stuff like that, how that wasn't something that he was like, wait, what? You made me a murderer? Instead, it was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I can't believe... I had no idea. She just told you that she was convicted for murder.
Yeah. There was like, just no reaction there. It was just like,
interesting.
That happens.
Maybe he already knew.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
How could he not, though?
That's true. It was in the papers.
It just made me wonder, what are his secrets? Maybe has a history as well.
Maybe he probably does.
Maybe, okay, so obviously it's been in the newspaper. Everybody in Rosewood knows about it. Maybe he was like, gave the reaction like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. Because he didn't want to make her feel bad. Like, he knew, like, oh, you are a murderer. You know, like, he's got to know.
I mean,
maybe.
But wouldn't you have questions at the very least? Like, oh, you were let off. I saw that in the paper. let me ask you a few things about that. Because that seems like something that if you're going to potentially be in a relationship with this person, you
would want to know if they're going to stab
that's
you in your sleep.
That's the first thing I ask.
Yeah.
Have you
been convicted of murder?
Yeah. Date number one. That's yeah. right. Before I ask you anything about yourself.
Let me take these questions.
And it was just, it's crazy to me. And also, is this going to swing her back into the police department for questioning? We know that police department's not very effective.
And they don't like her very much recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem like they don't like them at all. They're like, we don't like you right now. You're kind of a suspect because you're being sketchy, which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of secrets right now. I mean, and it's going to be interesting to see, to circle back to the beginning of what we were talking about. Will Aria knows that her brother's up to no good at this point. Is Aria going to protect her brother or... continue to protect her brother or go back around and actually
I think she'll continue to protect her brother because I have a little brother and if he was doing sketchy stuff like this, like no matter what, I would protect him. If I was like, I think you're probably doing drugs or like maybe you're murdering someone, I'd protect
him. I think
I would. I would protect him, and I think that she's the same way.
I think she'll protect him till she realizes or till she thinks her own safety is at risk.
Yeah.
But now it is, though, isn't it? Because she knows he took the blood samples. I mean, what else? Who else could have? They saw him buy it immediately after he met that guy. They got the text with the blood samples. Like, all signs point to Mike. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I think she'll protect him till the end. I think she'll go down for him.
Oh, see, I don't think
she'll go down for him. Yeah.
I don't either.
I think, she's going to need confirmation. She's not going to act on this idea that it could be him because everybody's been framed in this town.
But, also because I think that because I don't think that Mike is doing this out of, like, I don't think that his intentions are, like, to hurt people. I think that there's something else going on, and I think that that's why Aria will do whatever it is to protect him because I don't think that... He's like, you guys are awful. I hate you. Let me just do all this, frame you. I don't think he really knows what's going on.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. But I don't know if that's because I agree with that because of the way Cody, like, stuck up for his character, or if I agree with that because I actually do.
Yeah, I mean, Cody was pretty gung-ho on the fact that
Mike's good.
Mike is good. So that makes me question everything because obviously he knows further into the season,
but
what
he
happens?
Might not know if he is bad yet.
Yeah, because that's true. They don't know, I guess, until they see the script where their character's going.
And I don't think that they're that far ahead filming-wise as to what we're watching. like maybe like four weeks.
A couple weeks. Are you ready for some news and gossip? We have some on Cody.
Yeah. All
right. Is it that he stole my prediction?
I wish it was that he
stole. I'm going to tweet him and be like, dude, you should have given me credit for that prediction and not called me crazy
after. He seemed really shocked by all of our predictions last week. It was amazing. That being said, let's jump into that Cody Christian has a new role on Teen Wolf. I don't think he'll be... Yeah, he will not be leaving Pretty Little Liars from everything I read today, but he will be playing Theo, a lone wolf who is drawn into the spooky California town in search of a pack. He's described as athletic and charming, which, of course, Cody is. and while it may appear that the young adult is new in town, his past might suggest otherwise.
Oh, he'll be sketchy really, again.
He'll be really happy to know that he was referred to as an adult.
I mean, that was a big point for him last week.
Called me a man.
Yeah.
So he was so cute.
Adorable. And we were so glad to have him in the studio and would love to have him back to now to discuss more about his character. But I thought that was great news that
I'm glad that he's getting
more roles, and that's so exciting.
I could totally see him being like a teen heartthrob.
I think he's
already on the track to be a teen heartthrob, but I could see him.
I feel like girls are already all about Cody Christian.
Someone commented on our YouTube and was like, I switched from Team Jason to Team Cody.
That's really cute. Also, Shay Mitchell is doing a fun thing starting next week. She has a YouTube show called Get Roped In, and it's a dating show that will be live on Twitter. And they're pairing YouTube stars with fans. And, it's going to have to do with, I guess, little, games and, tests of, romance. And that you can see your favorite YouTube stars. And she, I believe, is hosting it.
So, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I like when people, do different things and stretch out. And also, in the interview, she talked about that... her kind of relationship with Talia on the show, or Emily's relationship with Talia on the show, and how she loves working with Lindsay Shaw, who, of course, played Paige, but that she kind of is glad to see her try something different. And she likes that everybody has different ships, that, some people like her with Talia, some people like her with Paige, and others are big fans of her with Allison. And she was like, I think that leaves a lot of opportunity to explore the character. And then, of course, everyone's wondering who A is, and I believe all the guy characters on the show, or all the guy actors on the show, seem to be saying that they know who A is, but none of the girls will reveal it. So
The girls have all said that they know who A is, except for Lucy Hale.
And Lucy Hale, there's so many theories about her, of course, her character Arya being A, that it makes me so curious. Is that what it's going to end up being?
But also, I think she said that it's because everyone knows she has a big mouth and couldn't keep it a secret.
That's really funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But I did read this one theory about how maybe it's Hannah. And there was multiple reasons for why maybe it would be. But one of the big ones was when, in the intro, when they're all like, oh, you can keep a secret if one of them is dead. And then, they all, kind of look over to her. And she kind of, they all look at her. And then she's just kind of like,
Interesting. But see, I always thought that song went back to the twin thing.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. I mean, twins. Hello.
Yeah. No, I agree. This show, though, it always makes... I don't know if I... Arya's... It would be interesting if it was Arya. But it does always remind me of Gossip Girl and how, it ended up being Dan and, this Spoiler. Main character on the show.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, I want this to be, some person you never think of. And in other ways, it would be so fun if it was, the most... Arya was, I think, in the first scene of the pilot, if I recall.
Yeah.
And, to have her be it, and you can go back and track all of this and see where it was.
That'd be crazy.
So crazy,
the
right?
The next time we have a hiatus, I'm going to go back and start from the beginning and see, knowing what I know now, maybe I can put something together.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder, though, if the writers even know yet who it is.
I know. I mean, at this point, I think they all do.
I've read that if you go back, all the signs are there. So,
really?
Yeah. So, if you go back to season one, you're going to be able to see it from the very beginning.
I mean, I'll go back just to watch Arya and Ezra's hot makeup.
I know. Oh, yeah.
We're all, I feel Ugh. Like, team
Ezra.
We love them.
Amazing.
Well, I know Johnny. Okay.
So let's jump into some quick predictions. I feel like I said one of mine, which of course is that that Caleb is not going to like a pageant Hannah and end up causing more of a split. I don't want to even say a split because I like them together, but there's going to be more tension between them. And also Toby and Spencer, I feel like a split is
imminent. My gosh, that was my prediction. I think that Toby and Spencer done
next
season. I can't say episodes today. Next episode.
Yeah, I just feel like she's going to want to explore Johnny or other new guys. I think she is over being with the police officer.
Mm-hmm. I also agree. I think that relationship is pretty much done, though. I have this feeling Mike is going down this dark, deep path that he has no idea and just getting sucked into it. And he's just, I feel like, going to be very, very dark in the next few episodes, and Arya's just going to lose control of the whole situation. She's going to have no control over what he does.
Interesting. And do you think he's going to really go, like, full out of control? Are we going to see him?
Beast mode?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it. I mean, I feel like just the way he is talking to Arya, I feel like he's already, like, bound to go that direction, the way he talks to her lately.
He says, like, I'm not going to listen to what people want me to do anymore. And, like, it seems like someone's been telling him what to do. So maybe it was Mona, maybe it was...
And someone tweeted, could he end up in Radley?
Everyone else does.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mike's taking some steroids. He's going to snap soon.
That's what I said. I said drugs. And then we said drugs.
He did not like that. Cody Christian was not a fan.
No, he's not on drugs.
Maybe he is then. But I do agree with the Toby and Spencer breaking up. But I still think she's going to cheat on him. I think it's going to be with Johnny. And I think that's going to happen before they break up. Because I
hope she does.
Johnny can't, you know, he's having a hard time with the boundaries. And
yeah, I hope she doesn't cheat.
Line. I did like that too, where he was like, he's working on boundaries. And I was like, I know how that
yeah,
feels.
And then what was the other one that he said? Oh, when she was like, you can't love something if you're bad at, and he's like, I find a way to make it work, or something like that. I was like, oh! Okay, but anyways, aside from that, I also, and this is like a long-term kind of prediction for this season, because they are approaching getting out of school, and I feel like especially... Oh my god, I just spit on the microphone if anybody saw that. sorry for whoever has to use it next. But, I felt like a lot in this episode they were addressing the school issues, and I feel like they're setting up for none of them to be able to go to school. I feel like A is demolishing their chances of being able to go out of state for school. You know, like Hannah can't afford to go anywhere clearly out of state if it's only $10,000, you know, whatever, a year or whatnot. And then Spencer with those issues of not even wanting to go to school, and Arya and Ezra having their issues with her going to school, and Emily, well, whoever knows.
Yeah, and she doesn't really talk. We don't have anything about her.
We haven't talked about her school stuff. Yeah. So I think that's setting up. And then I feel like I had another one. Oh, I think Toby's still involved. And I think we'll see that next week a little bit.
I think that they don't want to go down the cliche path of, like, everybody goes to Rosewood College.
I don't think so, too. But I feel like that's what they're setting up right now.
Yeah. Well, we know we have at least two more seasons. So how does that happen?
Exactly, if they all go away.
Yeah, they can't, like, call each other on the phone and that would be so weird and kind of ruin the dynamic of the show.
Yeah.
So they have to keep them together in some capacity.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. So much more of season 5 to come. Thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. We will be back next week with episode 20 and... I'm sure so much more drama. You can find AfterBuzz at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, and you can find me at Stephanie Wanger.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hot Shot Dude.
Thanks for watching. Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later! The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.